It's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. If you've resolved to exercise better in the new year, you're about to get some good advice. Athletic trainer Brad Wagner of Oxford Physical Therapy is in the front row with Betsy Ross to tell you how to safely start an exercise regime that will succeed.
The new year brings a lot of resolutions for most of us, and on the top of many of those lists is getting in shape. How do you do it? And more importantly, how do you do it safely and stick with it past January? Well, here to talk about your New Year's fitness resolutions, Brad Wagner is here. He's an athletic trainer from Oxford Physical Therapy. Brad, thanks for being with us. Happy New Year. Thanks for being with us in the front row.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know the drill. Everybody gets up on January 1, or maybe January 2, after you've celebrated January 1, and you say, okay, this is the year. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to get off the couch. I'm going to do some stuff. I'm sure you hear it every January.
Mm-hmm.
So, this year, we want these resolutions to stick. So, how do we start when we really think that this is the year we want to get in shape? As an athletic trainer, what are some of the first steps that we should do before we even put on sneakers and a sweatshirt? What should we do?
Probably the biggest key is just evaluate where you're at from a health standpoint. You know, for a general person, general fitness, for as far as their health goes, they can pretty much go to a regular commercial gym and get themselves set up on a regular program and not have any issues. But for most of us, we have injuries, lingering issues that we may have. And the big key with that is making sure that any programming that we may start fits in line with where we're at as far as those injuries go.
Do you see that sometimes when we get all gung-ho there at the beginning of January that maybe we have some unrealistic goals?
Oh, yes, definitely at times, yeah. You know, and people try to go in a little bit too hard, too fast, you know, working out too much, working out for an hour or two a day, 5-6 times a week, when the body isn't really prepared for that. And they have to take the time to kind of accommodate towards that.
So let's say that, you know, I'm in fairly decent shape, nothing really nagging injury-wise. And I just want to get active. I haven't been active since high school or college. And, you know, I want to start. I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a good place to start?
You know, going back to going to a commercial gym or any of the local gyms, the health plexus, things of that nature, the big key probably would start with is just get yourself an assessment. What that assessment will do is just look at what areas do you need to actually work on. The worst thing that you can do is just start out a program and it's actually working on the things that you're already strong at, and we never work on those weaknesses. That's going to lead you to injuries, and then we're going to end up with longer issues.
When you're talking about especially being active here in this area, there are so many great spring runs, walks, anything from a 5K to a 10K to Heart Mini to Flying Pig. And if you're going to get involved in some of those events, January is the time that you want to really start training. When you look at a run event, a walk event, what are the first things that you should be looking for to kind of get yourself into a training mode for one of those events?
Probably the first thing you should look for is a good, concise training program, whether or not it's through Runner's World or a lot of the local running clubs or running stores that we have in Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati is a great running community, and we have a lot of resources available. And all those running programs, the main premise is to build you up for that event, but also allow you to build your body up so you can avoid injury long term.
When you're looking at training, how important is cross-training? I think that everybody thinks cardio. Okay, I've got to walk, I've got to run, I've got to burn, I've got to burn off calories. But how important is it to cross-train?
It's absolutely vital, honestly, because the one thing we don't want to do with our bodies is constantly just be doing the same activity over and over. You know, our bodies need to basically have more stress on it in different areas. You know, if we're constantly just pounding on our legs, then we have a lot of issues from the shin standpoint, a foot standpoint, knee, hip, on upwards. And basically what we need to do is kind of mix it up. Maybe take away the stress and the pounding of running, get into the pool, get on a cross trainer, like you said, do some different activities that still burn those calories, but eliminate some of those stressors that would happen just with running.
We are talking with Brad Wagner. He is an athletic trainer with Oxford Physical Therapy, and we're talking about your New Year's fitness resolutions. I know, and it's tough to make those lists and write down exactly what you want to do, but is that a good idea to put it down on paper, exactly what you want to do, what your fitness goals are, and kind of give yourself a little time frame on how you're going to do this and so that you'll stick with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with that, you know, short-term and long-term is probably the big key. You know, with short-term, that keeps you motivated throughout the weeks. You know, as you go along with the fitness program, you know, it's not a month-long process. It can be 6 months. It can be a year. It can be a lifetime change. And the big key with it is to keep yourself motivated. And the short-term goals are what allows you to, you know. The ultimate goal typically with most people, you know, I want to lose weight this year. Well, you know, we can't lose 25 pounds in 1 month. We have to basically gradually build up to that. So if you break it down into smaller increments, you know, this week I'm going to try to lose 1 to 2 pounds. And then I'm also, along with that, I'm going to have a goal of I'm going to try to get in the gym 3 or 4 times a week. Having those short-term goals then gradually moves you along so you can accomplish that long-term goal.
All right. So let's say that, you know, I really don't want to pay the money to go to a gym. You know, and you know, I get a membership and then I feel guilty if I can't be there 3 times a week and my schedule's crazy and it's tough for me to actually get to a gym and work with somebody. Can we do it on our own? How do we do it on our own?
Honestly, yeah, absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of resources for you to do it on your own, you know, from just even generalized equipment. You know, nowadays there's so many different devices that we can buy for a relatively cheap cost that you can use at home that don't take up a lot of space, you know, like devices like a TRX, which basically allows you to do a lot of body weight oriented exercise. Or you can even buy a simple home gym of just a couple of dumbbells and a stability ball, which you can do a world of exercise with. And all those with it, you know, there's tremendous amount of resources on the internet as well, which gives you programming that will help you accomplish those goals.
And a lot of that stuff you can get at a garage sale, too, after
Absolutely.
Somebody else has had it. All right, so let's say that, you know, I'm gung-ho and I'm out there this month and I'm exercising and I'm feeling really good about myself because I'm sticking to my little plan. And then I tweak a knee. Or my shin hurts, or maybe, you know, I've done something lifting weights and my elbow hurts. How do I tell the difference, or can I tell the difference between, you know, whether it's just a hurt or whether it's an injury?
That's a very good question. You know, a lot of times, honestly, it goes down to the pain levels that you're experiencing. You know, the big key, you know, with myself and our clinicians at Oxford Physical Therapy, one of the things that we do offer to the public, we would like people to come in for free injury screens. And the whole idea with that basically is so we can help you identify those situations where it may be an injury or it just may be a lingering bout of soreness. And with that, then we can get you in the proper course of action. You know, whether or not it's, hey, here's a couple exercises, maybe need to rest it, or, you know, honestly, a short course of physical therapy may be the best thing that you can do at this moment. Or, worse comes to worse, you know, honestly, we probably need to send you out to a doctor and get some more diagnostics as far as what is going on with this injury then.
Little stuff, ice. Ice seems to be always the go-to. It doesn't hurt at all to put some ice on it.
Absolutely. Yes, ice is key, especially when you first have those initial bouts. As soon as it starts hurting those first 24 to 72 hours, ice is your key.
All right, so I want to get off the couch. I want to start doing something. It's a nice weekend. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do something. As an athletic trainer, what is it that you would recommend? If I haven't been active in a while, what do you recommend that I do to start moving and getting myself motivated?
Probably the biggest thing, like I said, is just evaluate where you're at. You know, if you're coming off of, you know, if you're coming through the winter and you're coming off a lingering injury or something, make sure that you're aligning yourself with an activity that's appropriate for yourself. And then the secondary thing is make sure that you're being honest with yourself. You know, we're not just going to step off the couch and run for 4 miles. You know, we have to build up to that. So, you know, if your goal later on is to be able to run a 5K, the big key is to build yourself up to that. So sometimes, you know, even doing an interval training program where you're walking for a little bit and running for a little bit, and you're gradually building that running time up to the point where, say, 3-6 months down the line, you're able to consistently run those full 4 miles. That's probably the biggest key with that. And just basically taking your time and, like I said, going back to the short-term goals of, you know, having an idea of at the end of this week, I'm going to try to run for 10 minutes consistently, and then we can gradually build it up.
All right. Great ideas and great suggestions on how we can get motivated and stay motivated for the new year. And maybe this time those fitness resolutions will stick this time, you think?
Hopefully so.
Brad Wagner, he is an athletic trainer from Oxford Physical Therapy. Thank you so much for being with us on The Front Row.
Thank you for having me.